Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. We'll be getting to U.S. Senator Ron Johnson in just a moment. Interesting. Actually, there are two stories that I need to get. There's a bunch of stories I need to get to yet. And we will get to whatever we can as time allows. We are joined now by U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Senator, good to talk with you again.
Morning, Jerry. How you doing?
Good. Let's start with what continues to be the issue in American politics right now, and that is the humanitarian crisis on the southwestern border. Tens of thousands of children and, in some cases, adults pouring in, I believe, in part and in large part, in my opinion, because of a policy by President Obama. A recent poll, a new Washington Post ABC News poll, finds widespread public disapproval of the way President Obama and Republicans in Congress are handling the influx of unaccompanied foreign children. Nearly 6 out of 10 Americans are not happy with Obama's performance in dealing with the tens of thousands of minors who have arrived from Central America. I am among those who believe, Senator, that it's entirely possible that the administration knew this type of thing was going to happen to force Republicans' hands on immigration reform. I know most Republicans don't want to get quite that conspiratorial, but I believe that. But in either event, this was a completely avoidable crisis. I believe the president was trying to put you in a jam. Well, you have to let these kids in now. And I know I heard you earlier, and I agree. That isn't the answer. As this thing continues to fester, what are your thoughts?
Well, let me first say that this was predictable and predicted. I mean, this is the result of years of, quite honestly, bipartisan policy failures. But, you know, I've always said, Jerry, if you want to secure the border, you have to eliminate or at least drastically reduce the incentives for illegal crossing. And you combine the 2008 law, you know, well-intentioned law on trying to humanely treat people that are being, you know, human trafficked. That combination, and then, of course, President Obama's probably unconstitutional, unlawful deferred action on childhood arrivals, which is, if you really take a look at, you know, when this really picked up, it was based on, you know, the issuance of that memorandum. But you also take a look at the Senate immigration bill. Now, Jerry, I wanted to solve the problem. I wanted to vote for immigration reform. I couldn't vote for that bill, partly because one of the components of that bill was $262 billion of welfare benefits for non-U.S. citizens. So you combine all of these inducements, all of these incentives for illegal crossings, and guess what you get? You get people that are continuing to be attracted to this country. And this is a humanitarian crisis. And we are a compassionate nation. We will treat these children and their families with real compassion. But, you know, I'm concerned about the children that are still in Central America whose parents right now are thinking about maybe paying a smuggler $2,000 or $3,000 or more, and subject their children to an incredibly dangerous journey on a train they call the Beast, or on buses where these children are getting sexually assaulted, possibly murdered. You know, we need to show compassion there, and our goal has to be, in this process, is we have to stop the flow, and I can't think of a better way to deter those parents from making that terrible decision than to literally, when these children come here in a very safe and compassionate manner, we fly them back to their country of origin as quickly as possible. So the decision now for parents is, well, I could blow $3,000, but my kid's going to be right back here in 2 weeks. I don't think I'm going to do that anymore. That's just my way of thinking in terms of how you actually solve a problem. You got to go to the root cause, and you got to take the necessary action to actually achieve the goal, which is stop the flow.
But and I agree with that 100%. You know the response to that, and this is where a lot of people think this was orchestrated. Then we get the old compassionless conservative charge: you don't care about children.
Well, I do care about children. I care about those potentially hundreds of thousands of additional children. I mean, think about it, Jerry. Right now, Jay Johnson said we got about 57,000 just this year. Last year, I think it was about 24,000. Now this year, 57,000. He's assuming that'll be $90,000 is what or 90,000 children by the end of the fiscal year. That's the end of September. You know, they're thinking by the beginning of 2015, it could be over 100,000. So I'm concerned about those children whose parents are thinking about putting them on that arduous journey. You know, and Jerry, I'm also thinking about children and Americans here as we take these kids and you know, you realize there are some drug resistant strains of tuberculosis there that are coming through the border, and then this administration is going to disperse those individuals that, you know, I'm hoping, and we'll be asking a Homeland Security hearing tomorrow, I'm hoping that the federal government is really testing these kids for all these potential diseases before they disperse them to the 50 states. Now, we also have a national security concern here of people continuing to cross the border that could represent a real threat to our national security. And oh, by the way, some of these kids are older teenage males that just could be connected to drug cartels themselves, that could be being placed in America to set up their distribution chains, or, you know, certainly expand their distribution chains for drugs. So this is a complex situation. We don't have all the information. You go through these hearings, and the administration can't answer basic questions. So, again, I go back and try and keep this thing as simple as possible. Understand that our goal must be to stop the flow. You stop the flow by stopping or eliminating these incentives for illegal crossing.
Talking with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, many conservatives, myself included, have referred to the nearly $4 billion request by the Obama administration to deal with this problem as a blank check. What's your take?
It is, and that's why I've been talking about, and I think people have been criticizing me for saying that I went on orbits the day before a hearing to just see what it would cost to take a flight from Dallas-Fort Worth back to Central America. There are flights as low as $207. Now, I'm not suggesting we fly these kids commercial. I'm just pointing out the fact that even if we spent $1,000 per child, that would cost the federal government $57 million to send those kids back to the home, again, their home country where they were just a couple weeks ago, versus the $3,700 million the administration's asking to spend here in America to set up facilities to, you know, really basically disperse these kids throughout America. That's what we're doing. $3,700 million to make America more welcoming for illegal immigration. I think that's crazy. And all I'm doing is I'm just pointing out we can spend $57 million, show compassion to those kids that are still in Central America whose parents may be making that decision versus spending, you know, again, it's basically a blank check. I mean, I have no idea how the administration is going to spend that money. It's going to be wasted. And it's going to be worse than wasted. It's going to create that incentive for additional flow when our goal has to be to stop the flow.
Talking with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson last week, people dubbed it as you having your day in court on your lawsuit against the administration. Judge Griesbach promised a quick ruling on whether or not the motion to get your suit tossed would happen. What's the status on that?
Well, let's hope it's just our first day of court. And of course, all that hearing was about was for, you know, my side, you know, my case, so that we could establish standing, that I can show individual harm so the case actually proceeds. And, of course, the administration doesn't want to argue the merits of the case. They don't want to be talking about the unequal treatment under the law, the special treatment for members of Congress, or the way that this president unconstitutionally changed the law again in this case. They just want to dismiss it on legal technicality, on standing. But, you know, I'm encouraged. I really appreciate Judge Griesbach has shown and given this case the serious consideration it deserves. He accepted some amicus briefs that make the larger constitutional issue. I thought he was very thoughtful in his questions, certainly gave both sides a chance to put forward their arguments. So I'm encouraged. He said he'd make his decision in short order. I'm hoping that means weeks, not months.
Former Alaska governor and McCain running mate Sarah Palin was mocked and ridiculed for suggesting the president be impeached. John Boehner wants the House to sue the president. You're suing the president. Why is what she suggested more extreme than what's already happening?
Well, my suit, I think, has a good chance for success. And, you know, I'm a business guy. I've done a lot of strategic planning. I don't like establishing goals that I just don't think are achievable. So, you know, I would rather concentrate Congress's time on things that we can actually achieve. For example, I there's a real shot in this immigration issue. This highlights, I think this just puts in stark contrast the different approaches. It really concentrates the American people's mind on how you actually can start solving the illegal immigration problem. And so I'd rather work on that than, you know, go after something that, let's face it, it's just unachievable.
It is okay. Just a final question on this, because this is my point on this. I agree. It is pointless to suggest impeachment, particularly when the when the when all you have is the House, you don't have the Senate, where a conviction would have to take place. But is it extreme to suggest the president has is guilty of impeachable offenses, even though you can't do anything about them in terms of impeachment?
Yeah, I think that you'd probably be better off having the discussion of what would be the treason or the high crime and misdemeanor. I mean, if there is, again, I'm not a lawyer. I think that's always been a problem. And you know, I lived through the Nixon. You know, there was never actual impeachment, but you know, certainly the hearings on it, and certainly Clinton. And I know that was always a big discussion. You know, what is a high crime and misdemeanor? And you know, it is whatever the Congress says when they vote to articles of impeachment. But I think initiated my lawsuit was to certainly highlight the unconstitutional activities of this president, the presidential abuse of power. And you know, so that's the avenue I took. You know, actually utilize and try and ask the court to get involved in these very serious separation of power issues. They've been absent on it, and so that's why, from my standpoint, the best approach was to take this one instance where I think I can show standing and make the point of this presidential's abuse of power through the courts.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, thanks for joining us.
Have a great day, Jerry.
All right, coming up in 3 minutes, what do Secretary of State John Kerry and sportscaster Pam Oliver have in common? As far as I know, nothing, except I'm going to talk about both. It's 10:47.
The Jerry Bader Show.